Money's tight at the best of times, let alone the best of times. So as we head towards the Christmas and the New Year period, how can we get money working for us? We're about to chat with Jess Travis from Milford Asset Management. And Jess is here to answer a couple of quick questions. But remember, this is only information to help you understand more and is not strictly financial advice. Merry Christmas, Jess. What are some of the key things to think about insofar as money goals for next year?
Thanks. So I think if you're thinking about goals, they don't just need to be the big long-term goals. They could be a mixture of short and medium-term goals as well. Goals are having your plan in place, and that plan helps you know what you're working towards and what steps you need to have in place to get there. So you could think about your investments. Are they working hard enough for you? Is your KiwiSaver in the right fund to get you where you need to be? Have you done a budget recently, looked at your spending? This is a crazy time of year, so possibly not the most normal spending patterns, but longer term, checking in once a year could be a good way to identify, are there any sort of more frequent patterns that you could make some tweaks around?
The obvious thing that's changed at the moment is the fact that our mortgages, the interest rates changed. So all of a sudden, you can kind of gear that back if you want to.
Absolutely. That's a perfect thing to do a stock takeover, right? Are you taking advantage of lower rates, or are you spending that saving and not perhaps putting it into somewhere more useful? Both are okay, but you know, it's a great time to take advantage of interest rates moving down. So doing a stock take on that type of thing is really helpful.
What sort of goals are we talking about here when you say money goals? Like, I know you're looking at your accounts and things, but what sort of things do people work towards?
Yeah, retirement is the big obvious one. So have a think about what type of retirement you actually want, and then you can quantify that with some numbers so you know what you'd like to ideally end up with in retirement and what steps you're going to need to take to get there, how much regular saving, what type of investment and return you're going to need on that. But also, we're really big advocates for having some shorter term goals as well. And that could be something as simple as an emergency fund where you put 3 to 6 months worth of income aside. That is super important as part of a good financial plan. It could also be something medium term like saving for kids' school fees or home improvements, car upgrades. So goals come in all sorts of lengths and sizes, but it's really great to have a plan in place. Without it, you don't know what you're working towards and what steps you need to take to get there.
The funny thing is, I look at my KiwiSaver and I go, it's doing really, really well, but I can't touch that until I'm 65. Mm-hmm. So my plan was to always set up an alternative account next to the KiwiSaver that I can use if I need to use it. But the problem is there's never any spare money. So with interest rates coming back, that's kind of the perfect chance to set up an auxiliary account, right?
Yeah, if you can.
With Milford.
Yeah, if you were paying a certain amount on your mortgage and now you're saving a little bit on that, you could redirect that into an investment fund. Great, that's the perfect thing to think about, whether you can sort of manage that.
Because you're still missing it out of your account as such, right? So you don't get it to spend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
but it's also a fund that you can access. Unlike
emergency fund like you mentioned.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be emergency. It could also be travel, couldn't it?
That's an emergency.
A necessity,
Exactly. So you can head to milfordasset.com to find out more or reach out and speak to one of their financial advisors about your investment strategy.